And that's Beverly Black Johnson,
Radio,
who is the founder of this ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, dear.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows.
Take my soul, God, give it back to me.
He held my joy.
He held my peace. Take my soul.
He held my peace.
Take my soul.
the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad.
Wanda J. Burnside. Amen. Tonight we have a very serious program. Our ministry is coming to you tonight with a new type of format. Normally we have guests on our program that are talking about how God restored them out of situations and tests and trials. Yes. Tonight we are going to weave in those type of testimonies in a different way. However, we are going to talk about some very, very special issues during this crisis time. Yeah. The Lord has put on my heart that tonight is not a night of the usual format because God is showing us, speaking to us across the world. This very special program is going to let you know what God requires of you. And that's right, I say you. So if you're listening and looking and wondering, it's about what God wants from you. You're not just going to be a listener tonight. You're going to be a person that's going to leave this broadcast understanding more in direction of what God is saying.
Yes,
and I want you to know that we have two powerful, anointed, and godly people that God is using because they are servants and they are humble. Yes. And God never used the proud. He never. He won't use you if you have pride. Because what's going to happen to you with pride and you're proud is a fall up ahead.
Yes,
the Bible tells you that. So we have servants that are committed to hear what God is talking about, what God is speaking to us about. We are in troubled times in our world, around the world. The president and his cabinet, every level of government, local government, state government, national government, the news 24 hours a day, on the radio, television, newsprint media is concerned about one thing, is that virus.
Yeah.
I don't even want to give it its full name. I'm just going to say the virus. I see people just not even saying the virus. They're calling it the C. Well, you know, before the C was recognized as what? Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The big C. People say the big C. Oh,
yes.
I got the C. And I said, I'm not going to even say that because when I write to people, and I try not to magnify the things of the devil because we are in a fight.
Yes,
it's
yes,
not
yes.
flesh and blood. It's not me against you.
Yes.
I don't care if your hair is green. I don't care if your eyelashes is fluffy, like you wearing some kind of mink eyelash. I don't care nothing about that. I do not care if you got blue toenails. I don't care what kind of car you drive. You got bling and all of that. That's not our concern.
Yes, Lord.
Our concern is about souls and how you're ready for Jesus Christ's return.
Yes, Lord.
Any day now it can happen. And
yes,
I think it was a long time ago, Andre Crouch song, "It won't be long. We will be what? Leaving here.
Yes.
He said, count the days, count the months, count the years. And we are in that time now. Andre
Crouch
has gone on to be with the Lord.
Wow.
But he told us in his music, won't be long.
So I'm
saying to those of you that are listening to Restore, Restore, it's not long. Look at what's happening around us. I heard someone on TV say, and it made me mad, but it's the truth. He said people are dropping dead like flies.
Wow.
Now, you know, is that the way we're going to talk about human life? I hope not.
Wow.
But this was not a Christian person, but it was a news commentator said people are dropping dead all around us like flies.
Yes.
Now, we got to get ourselves together because God is looking at us.
Yes, he is.
This is not playtime or play church.
Jesus.
I know when I was growing up, we had play church time, and it was fun with my brother Roger and my sister Regina. And we shouted and we jumped and we fell out and we got back up. But no, none of that. You know what? The children need to be serious too.
Jesus.
It's children. No playtime for the children. Kitty,
yes.
No. No
yes,
more
Lord.
Children's church. No more of that. We are all in a new element. And we were walking through 219, not realizing what 220 was going to be, 2020.
Yes, yes.
So look where we are. We are at the middle of April, almost ending April, and we have dealt with what we're going through almost the whole half a year.
Yes.
So tonight, don't change your dial. Don't leave. Stay tuned. I want to let you know that the Lord spoke to me about what we need to do. He said to me, Wanda, when you get on the radio, let the people know. Now, I'm thankful. I told Sister Lee, my co-host, we are almost having 700 likes on Facebook. And we thank God for that. But we're not here for popularity, and we don't even care. You know, that's your, you know, I listen in sometimes. Well, that's you. But here we are. The Lord said to me, tell the people that I created your hands. And he said that your hands that he has given us, two hands, is a mask. He said, I want you to tell the people that when they look at their hands, to say, Jesus, cover me. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. He said, when you wake up in the morning, take your hand, put it over your mouth and your nose. And it fits perfectly. Lay in your hand right over your mouth and nose. But before you do that, say, in the name of Jesus, cover me. Cover me, Lord.
Yes.
And then your children and your whole household, your grandchildren and all of that, your next door neighbor, and say, cover me. The other thing the Lord spoke to me is when you wear your face mask right on the inside, the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
And he said, when you have your mask, write my name, Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
He said, write it on the inside of your mask.
Jesus.
All the people that wants to be covered. So we're wearing the mask, but put his name inside.
Oh, hallelujah.
Put his name
God.
Outside. So that's what I want to leave with you tonight. Look at your hand. say in the name of Jesus in the morning,
yes,
and put your hand over your mouth and face.
Yes, Lord.
And say,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
I'm looking for you to cover me.
Yes.
And at night, when you get through praying and get ready to go to sleep, during the night, before that, take your hand and say, Lord, I'm looking for you to cover me.
Yes,
so I
Lord.
Want to keep that with you.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to go on and welcome back my co-host and news anchor, none other than the precious, sweet, very kind, so helpful, blessed woman of God that has stood by me each season of Restore, Restore, none other than Arthur Ramel T. Lee. We welcome you back. We missed you during the time of your grief and sorrow concerning the passing of your brother, Reverend Lavelle Eddins Lee. And I want you to speak to our listeners and greet them. And I understand what she's going through. She's a twin, so she feels something totally different. But my dear brother, Elder Roger Palm, went home 6 months ago. So I want to welcome you back, sister.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to say to our wonderful listening audience, I am grateful to God. To be able to be a part of Restore, Restore again. I
Amen.
Did listen to the broadcast last week, and it was really strange for me to be just on the phone and not saying anything.
Yes,
but
yes,
I thank our beautiful host, Mrs. Wanda J. Burnside, and also Michelle Barnes for being on the broadcast last week. I didn't miss anything. I enjoyed everything. I want to say to Beverly Black Johnson, I love you, and thank you so much to the Tribe Family Network for all of your prayers on the homegoing of my beloved twin brother, Reverend Lovell Lee. And he had a glorious homegoing. It was sweet and short, based on all the regulations that we now have to go through to have funerals. He was able to have 50 people at the church.
Thank
and
you,
also
Lord.
His pastor, Pastor Lee C. Winfrey of Parkacres Church in Detroit, Michigan, had it streamed live, and there was over 800 people viewing. So I thank God for it all, and
praise.
I bless every one of you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we are so grateful to hear that. And the regulation now is 10 at the
yes,
funeral.
Yes, it is.
And it's hard to even get 50. That's a heartache because, you know, your family knows more than 50 people. But the regulations and all the restrictions, we will abide by those rules. And to Sister Lee, we love you.
Love
Thank
you too.
God for you. And
yes.
we're going to continue to pray for you and stand by you and keep you wrapped up in our arms. And your brother was your twin brother, and you were born when?
We're 7 minutes apart.
Yes, in the month of May. And
in
so
the month of May,
month,
May 25th.
Yes. Praise the Lord. And your brother was a preacher, a man
yes,
of God.
Yes, he was. Yes,
and
was.
He was a singer for the
oh,
Lord.
Oh, yes, he was.
And he was blessed to come along in a family of those that love the Lord. His
yes,
family
Lord. Yes,
members,
Lord.
Your mom, your dad, and your brother. So we thank God for the Lee family, and thank God especially for you, Sister Lee. Your
oh, thank
faithfulness
you.
And dedication yeah. means so much to us.
Yes.
Also, yes. tonight, I want to thank the Lord for none other than our moderator, Sister Michelle Barnes. Thank God for you, Sister Barnes.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank God to be here tonight, Wanda. Just thank God.
Well, we thank the Lord for you, and we are grateful for you to be here with us. Online, we have our very special guest. We just want to acknowledge you. We're going to let you speak a little later in the program. But to those that are listening, we have guests from Ohio and Alabama. We want to thank the Lord for evangelist, prophetess, Keisha Evans. Good evening.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening.
Praise the Lord. We're going to listen to what God has placed on her heart. And she's a pastor's wife, and she carries so many titles, but her titles have a lot to do with her calling. And, you know, I'm just to say this. I know this dear young lady. We grew up at the same church. I'm older than her. I'm older. And she's a blessing. She always has been sweet, kind, and so very much in tune to the Lord. So thank you. I want to thank the Lord for Apostle Tony Pugh. I had the pleasure of meeting him before at the Called and Ready Writers meeting, maybe now 15, 10 years ago, maybe more. Good evening, Apostle Tony Pugh.
God bless you, my dear. It is a delight to be a part of this wonderful podcast.
Thank you, Lord, for you. We thank the Lord. He is the man that you have probably seen on TCT broadcast. He's been one of the pastors that participates with the questioning and answering where people come in. And he has his own ministry on YouTube, and I'm not going to go further, but both of these people have been in tune to the Lord. You know, listeners, let me tell you this. You can't tune in to everything and think you can tune into the Lord, too. Can I get
amen?
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
God is calling us to serve him.
Yes, he is.
And we that are not faithful, we need to repent. Oh, yeah, that's an old word, old-timey Wanda. Wanda Burnside, I said it. Repent. Repent. I said she's old timey. Where's she coming from? No, it's repenting time.
Yes.
And that's for all of us.
Yes, it is.
Before we hear from these great people of God, this woman of God, man of God, let us receive back our co-host, Ramel Lee. She has some news that the Lord has placed on her heart concerning various other things. She's not going to do the news. Normally I would turn her over for that, but not tonight. But we have some words that we need to address concerning people that are near and dear and even far away. So at this time, Sister Lee.
All right. I just want to say to our listening audience, we know that there are so many prayer requests.
Amen.
In and about and all around us. And I just wanted to acknowledge a few. While I'm on the air, my pastor, Reverend Dr. Randolph Thomas, and First Lady June Thomas, and the Greater Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, which I've been a member of forever. And also, we lost one of our deacons, Deacon Robert Jones. We're praying for that family. Special prayers for my sister-in-law, Mrs. Annette Lee, and her husband always called her baby girl. Asking for traveling mercies for her sister, Jeanette McCain, who will be flying back to Washington, D.C. after being here for a month. Prayers for my nephew Lovell D'Angelo Lee, who had back-to-back deaths. His oldest brother, Mr. Devarian O'Neill, passed away in February, and my nephew D'Angelo's dad, Reverend Lovell Lee, passed in March, which was my twin brother. So we keep them in prayer.
Thank you for that information. It is praying time. Those of you that are listening, it is praying time.
Yes, it is.
It ain't no easy way about it, y'all.
Yes.
Yes, you heard me say that. No easy way out. It is prayer time, serious time. It's 24 hours a day. Shop is open for prayer.
Yes, Lord.
You know, we stay 24 hours a day keeping up with the social media. Okay, you want to hear something? be open to the Lord. In the Bible, the fathers and mothers in the Bible that we have are great leaders. They stayed tuned to what God has to say.
Yes,
they were always
God.
Listening and waiting.
Yes.
I want to say we need prayer tonight for my niece, Dr. Kai Palm. She's a medical doctor, and she's had grief. Her mother passed away. We want to pray for her because she's helping in the medical field, and she's grieving at the same time.
Yes, she is.
And so she's on the front line in medicine, working almost 24 hours a day, and I was wondering how she could handle both with her mom passing and her duty as a doctor. So I would like for listeners to lift her up in prayer.
Lord.
And her husband, Julian Palm, because her mom just passed. Her mother name is Mrs. Rita Bowers of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Her husband is my nephew, Julian Palm. So we're praying for that family. Also, our hearts are broken to announce and to acknowledge the passing, the homegoing Bishop P.A. Brooks, recognizes Bishop Philip A. Brooks here in Michigan. But his work was not just limited to Michigan. He served as the first assistant under Bishop Blake in the Church of God in Christ. Bishop P.A. Brooks also was presiding jurisdictional bishop of Northeast Jurisdiction of the Church and God in Christ. Also, he's the pastor. He was the pastor for many years, many, many, many years. In our community, they recognize Bishop Brooks for his work. New St. Paul Church of God in Christ. It was over here in Oakland, then it moved on Southfield. And the city recognized him by renaming Southfield Road is the Bishop P.A. Brooks. We're praying for Faith Brooks, and that's his daughter that stood by him, his beautiful wife, Mother Doris Brooks, and their son, Elder Philip Brooks. We're praying for all the members in that entire jurisdiction.
Yes.
I also want to say to our listeners, I want to thank the Lord for these two people. One is the person of our CEO, Beverly Black Johnson. She's been so kind and considerate as to our program, and we thank her for the kindness that she extended to us in helping us to stay on. Thank you so much, Sister Johnson.
Thank you, Sister Beverly.
Your kindness
we love
to
you.
Us. And we also want to thank Sister Josepha Palm, who is my sister-in-law. Her husband, my brother, Elder Roger Palm, was our prayer minister. And we always open with prayer. And like I said, he passed and went home to be with the Lord. And his wife gave a donation for us to keep going on with Restore, Restore. So thank you, Sister Josepha Palm. So that completes what I have to say. I want to end on a happy note. Yvette Wilburn, we asked for prayer for her on the last program, and she's been unconscious for... Oh, I don't know. I think her daughter put down 5 weeks in the hospital. She had the virus. She came on March the 15th to the hospital, but the Lord raised her up recently on Palm Sunday. She opened her eyes and spoke, and now we see evidence of what God is doing. She's starting to talk and be more alert. Continue to pray for her.
Yes.
Also, I want to do a quick shout-out to the Lord because the Lord has done some great things in our family, which is extended. I'm not talking about my bloodline, but I'm talking about believers. I've seen people that have said, I can't go on. It's so much devastation all around me. I can't make it. I can't take it. But as I hear from them, they have raised up and stood up and believed God for a turnaround. So we thank God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
you,
before
Jesus.
We present our speakers for tonight, we have a short word of encouragement from Sister Burns.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Good evening, restore audience, and we just thank God for you today, and I thank God that I'm alive today because we don't know about the tomorrows, we don't know, and we wake up and we say, what else do we have to go through after all the bad news, you know? And then you hear the news, okay, you're gonna get stimulus money. Okay, you're going to get some food stamp money. But okay, but do you know none of that means anything without Jesus?
Yes.
And that's why we're here tonight, only because of his grace and his mercy.
Yes,
that
God.
Someone opened the door back up so that we could come back in and be with you tonight.
Yes.
And so I invite each one that's listening tonight to just stand in place and thank him, thank him, thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank him for
thank
all
you,
he's done. For one, he woke you up this morning.
Oh, yes,
that's enough alone to stand and shout and thank him for.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I also want to take time out, too, for my neighbor. Because in the midst of when all of us are trying to make sure we wash our hands, and we wear our covers over our mouth and all, my neighbor has still come down, Mr. and Mrs. Henderson. They still come down and they want to make sure that I'm eating. They want to make sure that I know somebody's watching out for me, that I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And do you know how much that means? Have you reached out to someone and asked them and let them know, is it something that they need? Tell them they're not alone. I invite each one of you to touch five people's lives.
Amen.
You got a telephone, you got a Facebook, you got a cell phone, however you choose to do it, but reach out and be an encouragement to someone else. Come out of yourself. And then when you get through, you know that you have done God's will. Because ask yourself, what would Jesus do during that time? And when you ask yourself that, you'll know. You'll know what you're supposed to do. In spite of what's going on around you, you are to be an example of Christ.
Yes, Lord. Well, sister,
thank you, Lord.
I'm going to leave us. Sister Burns, you got us on fire, and we thank you
yes,
for those
Lord.
Words. And I want to thank the Lord for neighbors and friends and relatives reaching out for me, too. So,
yes
we need to reach out to each other.
Yes,
now,
God.
At this time, Sister Burns, you got us on the right road. We thank you for those words of encouragement and leading us into what we need to do. Tonight, we open our hearts and our minds to hear from our speakers that are going to tell us further what God spiritually is talking to us about. God is always talking.
Yes.
In the weather, through people. Through the animals, through everything.
Yes,
He's
Lord.
Talking,
yes,
but
Lord.
Are we listening? So tonight I'm going to turn it over to Sister Lee to introduce our speakers, and I'm asking all of you to hear the word of the Lord. Sister
yes,
Lee.
Lord. All right. Tonight I will be reading the bios back-to-back of Evangelist Keisha Evans and also Apostle Tony you. And after that, I'll turn it over to our host, Mrs. Wanda J. Burnside. Evangelist Keisha Evans is a native of Geneva, Alabama. However, she resided in Detroit, Michigan for more than 30 years. She graduated from the University of Michigan with a bachelor's degree in English literature. Later, she was awarded a master's degree from Wayne State University in the art of teaching.
Throughout her career, she has pioneered two schools, served as a school principal and a classroom teacher for more than 20 years. She is currently employed by Dothan City Schools. Evangelist Evans has served the church in many capacities. She has been an instructor for both the Sunday School and Christian Women Council. Evangelist Evans has served as a local and district Young Women Christian Council president and as the elect lady for the district evangelism. While she is known as a dedicated worker within the church, she is also known as a builder in the kingdom. Evangelist Evans has been used of the Lord in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Michigan, and Maryland. Through preaching, prophesying, and praying, souls are saved, healed, and set free. She is purposed to show herself approved unto God. Evangelist Evans is an avid reader and has received training in deliverance and in the prophetic under the tutelage of ministry classes through Apostle John Eckhart's ministries. Apostle Jonathan David of Malaysia and Prophetess Jane Hammond of Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. She has published her first book, But Baby, I Love You, and she is currently completing three more books to be released this summer. Mantle Called Motherhood, Help, I Married a Mama's Boy, and Coverings. What the Holy Spirit purged out of her made her a vessel of honor. Evangelist Evans has been saved, sanctified, qualified, and made fit for the Master's use through the cleansing blood of Jesus. Through his word, she embraced his plan. Now, in his name, Evangelist Keisha Evans executes his will and wears his mantle as prophet to the nations. Evangelist Evans walks in the apostolic boldness and a prophetic anointing. She yields her voice as an oracle of God, and like the prophets of old, she speaks as the Spirit gives utterance. Her life epitomizes the blessing of obedience and the necessity of brokenness at the feet of the Father. It was in worship and through prayer that she traded her ashes for the beauty of holiness, with poignant messages that are relevant, raw and real. Evangelist Evans is transparent about her tests, trials, and temptations. She is a walking testimony, a living epistle of how mothers and fathers produce sons and daughters who then become mothers and fathers, thus creating a spiritual legacy. January 2014, Evangelist Evans became a mother of Zion, together with her husband, Pastor Quincy Evans. The House of God's Glory Christian Fellowship was birthed. 6 months later, on Father's Day, they submitted to the spiritual oversight of Archbishop Carl McComb. Evangelist Evans has been married 20 years to her husband, Pastor Quincy Evans. They have two adult children, Simeon and Sarah Elizabeth. Recognizing the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, she is fully committed to helping people walk in the fullness of God. Apostle Tony Pugh was born in Canton, Ohio. He is an international conference teacher specializing in deliverance, the Tabernacle of Moses, the Fivefold Ministry, Grief Recovery, and Men's Ministry. Apostle Pugh received his BA at the University of California, Irvine, where he met Christ during his senior year. Much of his life is chronicled in his best-selling autobiography, A Step into Deliverance, and author of several books, A Step into Deliverance, The Ministry of God's Prophet, Branching Beyond Calvary, Church and Other Issues, The Nine Gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Pugh experienced an amazing conversation during his senior year as a theater major at the University of California, Irvine. After returning home to Canton, Ohio, He was called into the ministry of a teaching pastor and traveled abroad holding conferences and seminars. Much of his remarkable life is chronicled in his best-selling autobiography, A Step into Deliverance, an engrossing account of his battle with the ultimate defeat of the spirit of Jezebel. After 17 years of pastoring, he was elevated into the house of an apostle. He is a gospel preacher, a conference teacher, author, playwright, and songwriter. He currently resides in southeastern Ohio with his family. Pastor Pugh has traveled internationally through his 30 years of ministry, oversees New Dimensions Educational Ministries in Canton, Ohio. He is a regular participating pastor on TCT television stations, Ask the Pastor panel. Has been married to his wife, Alva, for 26 years. They have three adult children, Josiah, Olina, and Naya Nicole. He has a BA in theater from UCI. Has traveled to Canada, Nigeria, Jamaica, St. Vincent, UK, Antigua, Barbuda, through the U.S. holding conferences and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Visit YouTube to see Tony Pugh in Nairobi, Kenya. Restore, Restore is proud to welcome Evangelist Keisha Evans and Apostle Tony Pugh. And I'll turn it back over to
you. Thank you, Sister Lee. I appreciate your giving them the introduction. And without further ado, listeners, please listen and give your heart to what the Lord is saying through these vessels. Welcome, Prophetess Evans. God bless you, Apostle Pugh.
Amen. I thank God for being here on tonight. I honor God who is the head of my life, and I thank God for this audience, and I thank God for my dear friends, the Palms and the Burnside. And I just think I'm so excited. I'm so full. I'm kind of like that race horse that's in the stable that's just waiting for the gates to be open. And I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat. But I thank God even for the man of God, for the apostle that is on the line as well, because it all makes so much sense what I'm about to tell you. This morning when I woke up, I heard the Lord say, Happy Father's Day. And I did not understand why he was saying Happy Father's Day. I'm saying, Lord, it's April. We haven't even got to Mother's Day yet, but yet you are proclaiming and declaring Happy Father's Day. And it wasn't much longer that the Lord began to talk to me as to why, and I'll share that with you in a few minutes. And I'm not going to take a lot of time because I'm excited about hearing Apostle Pugh myself. Around on Easter Sunday morning, I woke up. And I woke up shielding my face to this bright light that was coming through the window. And I'm like, oh, my God, it looked like the sun literally, but it was white. It wasn't orange. It was pure white. And it was as if it was in my bedroom window. And I was shielding my face like, oh, Lord, it's so close. But when I came to myself, I realized that I was in the darkness of my room, that there was no light anywhere outside. The light was only in my bedroom. And at that moment, I recognized that I was in the presence of the Lord. And I began to worship, and I began to thank God. Well, a couple of weeks later, I found myself in another dream. And how many of us know that God is stirring the dreamers in this season?
Amen.
He said he lets nothing happen in the earth unless he first reveals it to the prophets. And so he's stirring the dreamers in this season. And so I found myself like asleep, and in the dream, my husband and my children and I, we were tearing down a pool that we have in the backyard. And all of a sudden, it was this big burst of dust that just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, because in the dust there were ants. And I don't know how many of you been to the South, like down in Alabama, they have like fire ants, and they can bite you. And I began to say, oh, my Lord, there's ants in the dust.
And I began to swipe the ants away. But how many of you know that although that was a dream, when I woke up, I literally felt the ant bites in my natural body?
My Jesus.
I literally had to get up and begin to put alcohol on my Jeez. Arms and on my legs as if I had had an actual encounter with ants, although Jeez. It was in my dream. And so the word that the Lord wants to release today, as I was talking to my sister, Minister Wanda, and I told her I'm going to seek God and for a word. And the word that the Lord gave me on tonight, this is it. Listen closely. He said the distance between your birthing and your becoming is getting smaller.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
The distance between your birthing and your becoming is getting smaller. And these are the times the Bible talks about how the earth is waiting with expectation for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. And so what the earth has been waiting on, we are now becoming. And so what God is saying in this season where we have time to, you know, we have time to be in with our families, and we have the stay-at-home orders, and many of us are cleaning, and many of us are doing the things that we've always wanted to do but lack the time to do it. But God was saying, make sure that you use this time wisely, because he's given us time to govern our gifts. He is giving us time to govern our gifts, because not too long from now, God said that which he has destined for you to become, you are going to step into it. And so he began to talk about, this is how the Happy Father's Day came about, because how many of us know that the apostolic, the office of the apostle, has a fathering anointing?
Amen.
And so when he said Happy Father's Day to me this morning, he was not just saying Happy Father's Day to the natural father, he was saying Happy Father's Day to the apostles. Because in this season, the fivefold ministry of God is needed like never before. Jeez, the Lord said Jeez. To us not too long ago, he said, you were anointed for this. While everybody else is running around trying to stock up on toilet paper and trying to buy chicken and trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and buying face masks and making fast face masks, God is saying in this season, you are anointed for this. You are anointed to walk in the power of God. You are anointed for this. You are anointed to lay hands on the sick. You are anointed for this.
Hallelujah.
God is even saying now that in your mouth there's an anointing that will destroy yokes. You are anointed for this. And so I truly believe, and I'm looking forward to what the apostle is going to say, but I truly believe that even when I had those two dreams, God was saying your birthing and your becoming are getting smaller. And see, it used to be a time where I could just go to school and be a teacher. But I found myself in these last couple of weeks that I can't just go to school and be a teacher, because the prophet is always knocking at the door.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I just can't come in my house and be a mother and just cook and clean. But I have to walk in the government of motherhood. I have to begin to discern the king in my son and begin to call those things that be not as though they were. There's an authority and a grace that God is releasing in the earth for those that call themselves the sons and the daughters of God.
Oh, my.
And God wants us to know that we are anointed for this, for us not to walk in fear, but to walk in faith. And so he's saying we're going to see miracle signs and wonders to begin to erupt like never before. But he's saying Happy Father's Day, because how many of you know, no matter how sweet and how stern mama is, no matter how much vision the prophet has, there first came the apostle.
Yes.
Oh, my. Yes.
There first
yes,
came
Lord.
The apostle.
Yes, Lord.
There first came the apostle.
Oh, my.
Yes,
and there is an apostolic fathering that God is going to even release, even tonight, as the man of God continues in this vein. Because there are some things that even those who are on this line, those who are tapped in through the internet, there is a word that you've been looking for, a word that you've been waiting for, a breakthrough that you've been believing God
Hallelujah.
For. And when the man of God begins to open up his mouth and declare what thus saith the Lord, things are going to begin to break
Hallelujah.
Off of your life. And things are going to begin to swing right in your
Lord.
Spirit. God says he's releasing a fresh anointing. He's releasing fresh oil and new wine.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
In this season, God says the distance between your birthing who you were when you entered the earth, and your becoming, who God called you to be on your way out of the earth, that distance is getting smaller.
Oh,
and
yeah.
God is saying, in this season, use your time wisely. Govern your gift accordingly. Because what you do in the downtime, God is saying is going to propel you into your next.
My Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
It's what you do in the downtime. It's how you worship him in your downtime. It's
yes.
how you seek after him in your downtime. It's the
yes.
travail that you do in your downtime. It's the teaching that you do in your downtime. God says it's going to propel you into your next.
Jesus, oh my goodness!
Jesus,
and so
I thank God
Hallelujah.
For
this. I know I'm talking fast, but I want the man of God. I want the man of God to get in this, because even in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, we talked about how the angel told Daniel, "Hey, I heard you the first time you prayed, but I was held up in the heavens. The prince of Persia, he held me up in the heavens." And I used to think when I was younger, I used to think when I was unlearned that the angel was bringing a gift, but what the angel was really held up from was for revelation. See, it's not so much the gifts that we need, but it's revelation.
Oh,
God wants
goodness.
To release
yes,
new strategies
yes,
and new structures. And it's the new revelation that God is going to do a new thing in the earth. And so I thank God. I thank God. I pray something was said
Hallelujah.
That blessed you. I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Even
Hallelujah.
The title
Lord.
Of the show, Restore, Restore.
Restore
God says
restore.
It's not redundant. God says it's resonating.
Jesus,
it's
Hallelujah.
Not redundant.
Oh,
it's resonating. It was
yes,
necessary
Jesus.
That the word be said two times
Hallelujah.
Because
oh,
it's a
Jesus,
declaration. The
Hallelujah.
First declaration
thank
is to that which is near, but the second
oh,
declaration
you,
is to the
you,
nation.
Thank you, thank
the Lord
you.
Says it's not redundant, it's resonating.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, thank you,
so
Jesus.
I thank God
thank
for
you.
You.
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to sit on down over here and feast
Jesus.
From what God is releasing through you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And it is, how much
you,
time do we have?
Keep going until 9 o'clock, but you go right on up 2 minutes before 9.
Okay, well, that has crunched it. Just one thing before I begin. The bios were so long, and initially I just sent you a few lines. When John the Baptist was asked who he was, he just says, "I'm a voice."
Yes.
So my past and my history just doesn't mean anything, but who and what I am now and what I have
yes.
to offer, that
yes.
is the key. And,
yes,
and we've lost a lot of time, and I just want to just fill in once again this coronavirus. It is, I do not believe it is a judgment. It is a wake-up call. And
yes.
if you will look at this thing went global, which means pandemic, God, through this disease, have even the playing field. Every eye must look somewhere. And we
yes.
who are saved, we are looking unto the hills with which cometh
yes.
our help.
Yes.
Our help comes from him. And he's even the playing field to such a degree that whether you live in Beverly Hills or Sugar Hills,
yes.
you got to come in the sun. It
yes.
doesn't matter whether you have a diamond ring or you have a $600 hat or whether you drive a Mercedes-Benz or a Lamborghini or what's in your garage is a beat-up old Ford. You don't have
yes.
anywhere to go.
Thank
so everybody
God.
Is on one even playing field, rich, poor, black, white, brown, red.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
All must look unto him.
Yes.
yes.
He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
My faith, yes.
And,
yes
so, and so it is an attention getting. You know, who is your God? It can't
Jesus.
Be money because money doesn't mean anything. You have nothing to spend it on. It can't
yes.
be your career. Most jobs are down. If you're a movie
yes.
star, it's down. If you're in Hollywood, it's down. Whether you're an engineer, it's down.
Oh,
and
yes,
so
Lord.
He's challenging us, you know,
thank
identify
God.
Your idols and put them aside and look
Jesus.
Unto me,
yes.
All ye ladies, and know that I am God, and besides me, there is none
there
other.
Is no other.
And
yes.
if the
oh, yes, Lord.
Can quit complaining and quit crying and whimpering, and begin to point people to the risen Lord in Jesus Christ, we can have this great revival that we are anticipating. Here's the word of the Lord that God had given me, and you please let me know. I probably have about 2 minutes now. The dispensation of the mega church is over, and the Lord said that they are going to find themselves shrinking and getting smaller and smaller. And this is not a judgment against them, but he's just going to do a new thing.
Yes.
And so I would advise every pastor and every leader that's in a building program and extending their boundaries, I would advise you to get your intercessory team together. I would advise you to get your prophets together and really, really seek God on what to do, because after this is over, I believe the trajectory of the church is going to change so dramatically. A lot of people are not going to go back into the large arenas.
Yes.
And small storefronts, many of them are going to burgeon. They are going to explode, all right?
Wow.
And in the next few years, people are going to start seeking for something called the glory, the kavod of God. The
Shekinah,
you know. We know about the anointing. We know how to sing under the anointing and play under the anointing and dance under the anointing and preach under the anointing. But now God is taking a group of people to the next level, and it's the glory realm.
Yes.
And in that glory realm is where God himself partners and comes down and do the work that no man can do and that where no flesh can glory. Let me share with you give you an example of the difference. If I lay my hands on someone and prophesy, well, that's your husband and that's your wife, or you're going to have $1 million, that's one thing. But when the glory comes down, nobody lays hands on anybody. You fall under the power, and you come up and say, I know who my husband is. I know who my wife is. I know where the money is. I know
healed.
The lump is healed. Nobody called me out. Nobody prophesied. Nobody gave me my address, because I know that already. God himself comes down, and he will heal masses of people. Masses being filled with the Holy Ghost. Masses getting saved. And and he would only need man to cooperate and partner with him. And it's not going to be big names anymore. The only name is the name of Jehovah God.
Oh,
and
yes,
so
Lord.
We're getting into that place.
Thank you, God.
And if you notice the arenas, the sports arenas and basketball and baseball and football and soccer arenas are empty. They're being cleansed for another move and for a new crowd that are not looking for heroes and goats, the greatest of all time. The greatest of all times won't be LeBron James or Venus Williams. This is not a put down to them, but the greatest of all time will be Jesus Christ, and he is risen from the dead. So that is what God has impressed upon me. This is a good time. It's not a bad time.
This
is a wonderful time, because it brings us closer to the ideal and the destiny of God for all of us.
Yes.
So we need to obey those laws that have been set before us according to Romans chapter 13. We don't need to be in rebellion. We don't need to be in rebellion against our government, because these laws are set in motion to protect us.
And
we need to chill and be cool and know our God, walk in faith and not in fear, and see the end, because it's a good end and it's a glorious end.
Yes.
Praise you, Chief.
Oh, thank you, God.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Well, Pastor Pugh, I want to thank you. You are apostle to us.
Yes.
You know God has called you, and I'm just choked up for words, because I always want to hear what the Lord is saying to the people.
Yes, Lord.
And I want the Lord to speak, and I want the Lord to have the freedom to speak. And I thank you so much, Evangelist Keisha Evans, for being part of us today. I've tried to write notes as you were talking, but then the Lord remind me, Wanda, you can always go back and listen to the tape. So
yes,
my
Lord,
heart
yes,
is
Lord.
So blessed and so thankful
oh,
and
Jesus.
So grateful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I have
yes.
to thank the Lord for this
Hallelujah.
Time together.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you
God.
For your word. Thank
yes,
you for
God.
The people that poured out the word.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank
and
you,
I'm
God.
Grateful and thankful.
Thank
I want
yes.
to always spend time before the Lord and hear what he says. And I've heard
Amen.
What you have said, the vessels that he have used. And for those of you that
oh,
are
Oh, thank you, God.
Store,
thank you, God.
I say, let us shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We heard
yes.
the word.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus,
thank
you.
You, Lord, for the word that was poured out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
my heart
God,
is
yes,
so
God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And I want to say thank you. Thank
Jesus,
you from the bottom
Jesus,
of my heart as you minister to us and the listeners out there. May
Hallelujah,
God forever
Jesus.
Bless you, and may God forever send forth the word through his
yes.
people.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
This tonight, I'm just overflowing
yes,
with tears
yes.
of joy and happiness.
God.
Thank
yes,
you again,
God.
Evangelist,
yes.
prophetess,
Amen.
Keisha Evans.
Amen.
Yes,
and thank
Lord.
You
thank
so
you.
Much,
thank
Apostle
you.
Tony Pugh. This
yes,
is Sister Wanda Burnside and Ramel T. Lee and
yes,
Michelle
Lord.
Barnes. Thank
Hallelujah,
you for
Jesus.
Being part of Restore, Restore. And like I said, thank God we can go back and listen to the word
yes.
of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you
Amen.
Jesus. And I'm
Amen.
Going to say this. I pray that the Lord will send the both of you to us again. And we're
yes,
so
Lord.
Thankful.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Tonight
thank you,
from
Jesus.
Restore, Restore.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God
bless
you.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Amen.